hands on the sick, give a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, a prophetic word. It doesn't. All of these are opportunities to reveal, point to, reflect what he's like. I went to Texas a few years ago. I got a word of knowledge when I was there. Like, I'm a Brit. I know some people think I sound like New Zealand or Australian or something, but I just got a bit skewed accent living in California. It's just happened. I can't help it. My wife's kept her accent better than me. And I don't really mind. I'm proud to live here, so it doesn't matter if people think I'm any nationality on the planet. It's fine. But I go to Texas. So a Brit who finds his way to Reading is now in Texas ministering. I have a word of knowledge. I see a violin and a stop sign. I really would have liked something clearer, but God chose to give me that. I give the word, a lady stands up, says, "That's me. I played in a worship band up until 10 years ago. I had a car wreck. I hurt my shoulder. I can't even pick up my violin. That's me." She comes up, pray for 80% healed, there and then. Wonderful. I look at her and she looks at me. I said, "You know what to do, don't you?" She said, "I do. I'm going to go home and pick up my violin." She went home, picked up her violin, and midnight that night, she YouTubed me, her playing her violin. I love the healing part, but don't you think God's amazing that he would take a Brit who lives in Reading, send him to Texas to give a word that he could have given any time in 10 years, but he chose to do it that way. He just wanted to reveal what he's like. He's just like that. There's a glory in the gifts of the Spirit. There's a whole ton of glory. I really could go on quite a long time about this, but I'm not going to go too long. There's a glory in the people who are in the military. Why? Because greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. There's a glory in paying a debt because we have a debt-paying God. This whole thing that Danny was talking about paying other people's bills, buying people coffee, it's fun, but it's actually revealing heaven on earth. It really is. It's not just kind of rhetoric just to make us feel better. It really is. We have a debt-paying God. He just likes to do that. Jesus hung on a cross and said, "Tetelestai, it is finished, paid in full." He's a debt-paying God. See, when you pay someone else's debt, you reveal the nature of heaven. This is what heaven's like. It's what our dad's like. He does that kind of stuff. He comes along to your life and says, "Hey, there's some debt. Let me wipe it out. Let me take care of that. I don't want you in debt." It's what he's like. There's a glory in being made in his image. It probably is the biggest, and we could go on about it forever. It's back to this thing. You know, we're... God knows how iPhones work. He could drive a BMW, you know, left-hand drive, right-hand drive, stick shift automatic. He can do the whole deal, you know. He can take the thing apart, put it back together again, blindfolded, you know. He understands how this stuff works. Why do I labor that? Because somewhere we drew a secular sacred line and we said,